Hello, this is 5 Minutes the Prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 726, 726. It's a wonderful Monday morning, and I want to tell you how I appreciate you for listening, coming back to listen and sharing the link with somebody. You are blessed because for sharing, not because you share, but you are blessed. I bless you for sharing this link with somebody who needs to hear the word of God. Okay, so let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the golden. That's 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received and wherein you stand, but which also you saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." And this way, I always tell you that you are blessed because you believe in the resurrection from the dead, and you've not believed in vain because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Continues, "So I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we've been talking about the death of Christ. We looked at the physical events, one on the revelatory. We've gone into Abraham in Genesis. We've looked at Luke 1, the incarnation, and now we're in Proverbs 4:20 that says, "My son, daughter inclusive, pay attention to my word." So we are giving our attention, undivided attention to the word of God, and we're closing the doors to all social media so that we can concentrate on what the word says. Hallelujah. Now, I've been talking to you about not going back to fight the devil because Christ has already whipped the devil, defeated him, broke him, and disarmed him. So this is where you start from. Very important. Listen, it makes all the difference. Because some people will struggle all their lives. What is the essence of Christ's victory? What the finished work of Christ when you have to start all over again? No. And that's why Romans 8:37 says what? Nay. He said, don't do it that way. In all these things, in all that you've gone through, said, but you don't know what I've gone through. Listen, when you were even going through that, you didn't know. But now you know that you were more than a conqueror. The conqueror has gone, and with the devil has brought the booty to you. Jesus said, sit in what I have done already and rule. Sit in what I've done already and reign as a king. Sit in what I've... You are not disadvantaged in any way. There is nothing called failure in your life. There is nothing called death in your life. There is nothing called poverty in your life. There is nothing called debt in your life. D-E-B-T. There is nothing called debt in your life. Whatever it is, there's nothing called sickness. There is nothing like that. What you have... Oh, but my kidneys fail. It will not fail. Heart failure, it will not fail. Nothing in your body fails. Nothing was created in there to fail, and it will not fail in the mighty name of Jesus. That devil is a liar. I rebuke you in Jesus' mighty name. Satan, lose your hold and let them go in Jesus' mighty name. You are more than a conqueror. More. Tell that kidney, you're more than a conqueror. Liver, more than a conqueror. Heart, more than a conqueror. You are blood. The blood is more than a conqueror. More than a conqueror is here. More than that's who you are. And so you don't have to wear the gloves, boxing gloves, and go back into the ring to fight the devil. It's of no use. No use at all. You are more than a conqueror. And what are you supposed to do? He says, and Jesus came back to his disciples in Luke 24. In Luke 24, there's a beautiful scripture there, Luke 24:44. And Jesus said that, listen, this is what I have been telling you guys. This is what I have been saying to you all whilst I was yet with you. And what did I say? He said, all things must be fulfilled. All things must be fulfilled in Christ. Listen, what was Jesus saying? He was saying all the promises of God, all the mercies of God, all the graces of God, all the favors of God, all the power of God, all the glories of God, all the anointings of God, all the strength of God, all the health of God, all the wealth of God, all of God is fulfilled in Christ. Is fulfilled in Jesus. Is that embodiment of the fulfilled word of God. fulfilled promises, fulfilled graces, fulfilled mercies. Jesus, he is a package, a total package that promises fulfilled, everything done for you. It has been packaged in a man called Christ Jesus. So when you receive Christ, what happened to you? You received all this package. You see, if you don't know this, you'll be looking for blessing. There are so many people are looking for blessings. Many people are looking for favor. Many people are looking for wealth. Many people are looking for power. Many people are looking for anointing. Many people are looking for... Listen, one day, I used to... That was one of my prayers. God, please anoint me. God, please anoint me. And then I had a vision. In this vision, I saw a huge toffee shop, candies, sweets, every type of all colors. And I was so excited. So I just went in. I was picking up, saying, give me this, give me that. Then the shop owner, when I had picked all that I wanted, just switched his hand like that. And the whole toffee that I had picked the what my heart desired, what I wanted, the candies, they became one or vanished in the sun, something like that. And I was like, what's happening here? Then he said to me, he said, Olivia, you want all these candies, but what about if the shop owner becomes your friend? What about that? When you are the friend of the shop owner, when the shop owner is yours, when the shop owner belongs to you, when you belong to the shop owner, what do you think will happen? I'm telling you, it changed something in me because I understood very well what he was saying. I understood very, and from that day I stopped. If I have the anointing of Charles Finney, if I have the anointing of Charles Wesley, if I have the anointing of Catherine Coleman, he said, the shop owner, he said, he's the one who gives all of these anointings. And all of them, they come through him. He's the source. It's true. They lived here and they make their mark. And we admire them for that. But the shop owner is the source. And this is what I'm saying. That in Christ, all the promises of God, all the favors, all the mercy, everything blesses, all the anointings, they came, they were fulfilled, packaged in a man. When you have Christ, when you have Christ, when Christ lives in you, all the promises of God are fulfilled in you. All the power of God fulfilled in you, all the mercies, all the glory, everything is in Christ. And you can never get lost. You can never miss it. He is in you. Now, it is how it will manifest in your life. That becomes your headache, if I should put it. It can't be a headache, but that becomes what you go after. It is not how to now start all over again. And that is what is worrying many people. And this knowledge helps you. It helped me when I came to that point. I will never forget it. As I laid in a basement, that's what Collegono basement, that's where I was praying. And I got this revelation. Oh, he is the source of it. He is Christ Jesus, is the embodiment of it. And he lives in you. You are so blessed. Let's come back for more.